WTVF TV reporter Aaron Cantrell.
Local, state, and federal agencies, including the ATF, the FBI, bomb squads, are combing through the debris to determine what caused the explosion. Now, Sheriff Chris Davis has not confirmed any deaths, referring to the 19 missing as souls, as officials continue notifying families.
We're always wanting the best for our people. We always want to keep that hope alive. We always want to keep the good Lord in our hearts and trying to make prayers that we can find some people and recover them.
Authorities say the investigation could take weeks. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is now in effect, and up next is the release of hostages by Hamas and then the release of Palestinian prisoners. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem says there are still some unanswered questions about future steps to end the war.
President Trump has given guarantees that Israel will not go back to war. And I don't think that Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu, are in a position to cross that. On the other hand, you know, the deal does call for the disarmament of Hamas, which Hamas hasn't even agreed to. So there are obstacles ahead.
The stock market plunges as trade war worries resumed with China. CBS's Jason Brooks with more.
President Trump threatened higher tariffs on Chinese goods after Beijing tightened export restrictions for rare earth metals that are crucial for the tech and defense industries, sending the market to its worst sell-off in 6 months.
As the government shutdown soon heads into an 11th day, the Trump administration has begun wide-ranging federal layoffs, saying more than 4,000 jobs will ultimately be cut across several agencies. The White House physician releases a statement about President Trump's physical today at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. CBS's Linda Kenyon has some highlights.
Dr. Sean Barbabella with the U.S. Navy reports the president's exam was part of his ongoing health maintenance plan that included advanced imaging and laboratory testing. The test showed, quote, stable metabolic, hematologic, and cardiac parameters, unquote. In addition, the report says the president's cardiac age was found to be approximately 14 years younger than his chronological age of 79. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
That's three of a kind for the Las Vegas Aces.
As heard on ESPN, the Las Vegas Aces win their third WNBA title in four seasons, beating the Phoenix Mercury 97-86 for a four-game sweep. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Defense Secretary Hegseth announces an agreement that allows Qatar to build an Air Force facility at an Air Force base in Idaho. A Chicago nun dies at 106.
Sister Jean was the school chaplain who became a celebrity during the 2018 NCAA basketball tournament. She was a very visible presence in maroon and gold school colors as the Loyola Chicago men's team made an improbable run to the Final Four.
We ask you, of course, that at the end of the game we see the big W in favor of our Ramblers. So amen, God bless us, and go Ramblers.
Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt published a memoir. They even made a bobblehead in tribute to her. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Nobel Committee awards Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado with the Peace Prize. In not choosing President Trump, a White House spokesperson says the Nobel Committee proved they place politics over peace. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And partly sunny for tomorrow, a slight chance of rain. highs in the mid-60s. Sunshine returns for Sunday, temps in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees for a high. It's 60 right now.
Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
a change. You may get disgusted, start thinking that I'm strange.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Thank you.
same as will be, when you make me tell you I love you. They told me, be sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled, thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me, kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm.
As I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Send to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter for real. I can send to my wife.
Ba-da, ba-da-da-da. Ba-da, ba-da-da-da.
just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Give me
News, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
from Pasadena.
Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Bye.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. In McEwen, Tennessee, west of Nashville, Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis confirmed there are, quote, some fatalities after an explosion this morning at a facility which supplies explosives for the military. Davis did not provide a specific death number, but said 18 people remain unaccounted for. WTVF Television's Levi Ismail has more on the facility owned by Accurate Energetic Systems.
We know that this company specializes in explosives of all sorts for everything from military applications to aerospace engineering. But we also know AES has had workplace violations in the past and legal troubles from their own employees. The AES website states that the company was established in 1980, but in 2020, they spent nearly $10 million on expansion of their more than 1,300-acre property. They now have 8 production buildings, including a quality control lab and test range.
With Congress off until Tuesday, the government shutdown will stretch into another week. Meanwhile, mass firing notices are hitting multiple federal agencies tonight. Correspondent Nicole Killian reports reduction in force alerts went out at Homeland Security, Education, and other departments.
Just last month, the White House Office of Management and Budget issued a memo directing agencies to look for potential reductions in force if a shutdown were to occur. And now it appears the director, Russ Vogt, is making good on this with his notice earlier today saying the risks are coming.
President Trump has announced a new 100% tariff on goods coming in from China.
President Trump says he's imposing the tariffs in response to the Chinese announcement of export controls on rare earth minerals used by U.S. industries.
We were just surprised that China have a very good relationship with President Xi, and they did that. This is not something that I, instigated.
The president was asked if he might roll back the tariffs if